USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Day two of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump featured a career diplomat, Marie Yovanovitch, said she felt threatened by the president as she detailed the story of being abruptly recalled from her post as U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. Then the president attacked her with a tweet. The president's tweet said everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad, pointing to the time she spent in war-torn Somalia and in Ukraine, where Trump said the new Ukrainian president spoke unfavorably about her. Yovanovitch disagreed.
I actually think that where I've served over the years, I and others have demonstrably made things better, you know, for the U.S. as well as for the countries that I've served in.
He also defended his decision to pull her from her post, arguing the U.S. president has the absolute right to appoint ambassadors who serve, quote, at the pleasure of the president. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Elizabeth Warren announced that she would expand public health insurance during the first 100 days in office, but would not push for a passage of Medicare for All until the third year of her presidency. The Massachusetts Democratic senator released a health care transition plan that first vows to build on existing programs, including the Obama administration's Affordable Care Act. Warren says then she'll work with Congress to pass pieces of a universal coverage proposal more gradually, with the whole thing being ready no later than her third year in office. Mark Esper said that he's certain awarding of a $10 billion cloud computing contract to Microsoft instead of Amazon was done fairly. The Pentagon awarded the contract to Microsoft in late October, and Amazon said there was unmistakable bias on the government's part, and it intended to challenge the decision in court. Esper recused himself from the contract decision because his son had worked for one of the other bidders. Amazon's competitive bid for the War Cloud project drew criticism from President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bolivia's political crisis has turned deadly once again as security forces opened fire on supporters of Evo Morales. Officials said that at least eight people have died and dozens injured over the last 2 days in an incident that threatens the interim government's effort to restore stability following the resignation of the former president. Most of the dead and injured have been shot, according to Gualdoberto Lara, the director of the town's hospital. He said it was the worst violence he's ever seen in his 30-year career. At least 13 other people had died during the previous 2 weeks of protests against Morales before his departure. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet issued a statement calling the deaths an extremely dangerous development. Bill Russell finally accepted his Basketball Hall of Fame ring. The 11-time NBA champion, 5-time MVP, Olympic gold medalist, and 2-time NCAA champ said on Twitter that he was presented with his Hall of Fame ring in a private ceremony. The 85-year-old Boston Celtics great did not attend the induction ceremony back in 1975. He said he didn't deserve to be the first black player inducted, tweeting, "I felt others before me should have that honor." He specifically mentions Chuck Cooper, who in 1950 was the first African-American player drafted by the NBA and who was inducted this year. Russell said the ceremony was attended by his wife and close friends and Hall of Famers Bill Walton, Ann Myers, and Alonzo Mourning. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.